It's 9:35 at KSRO, an appropriate song for our next two segments. You know, about a week and a half ago, I had not heard of Karen Peterson, but she was somebody here at the station said, you need to meet this woman. And she is a medium, and she does her work all over Sonoma County and really all over the state of California and sells out places everywhere she goes. And so I did invite Karen into the studio last week. Into the station, that is, and sat down and talked with her. And we were about 30 seconds into that conversation when Karen looked at me and said, your father is stepping forward. Do you want to hear what he has to say? And of course, I went, okay. And so many of us are enamored with the notion of trying to and being able to contact our loved ones after they pass, even our pets that pass. So Karen Peterson is in the studio with us. Good morning, Karen. All right, let's get her mic. There we go.
Thank you.
There you are.
Much.
Yeah, your first time on radio, is that
it
right?
It is my first time on the radio, and my heart is beating super fast.
That's perfectly okay and appropriate. But I know that it's not new. It's not a new thing for you, this talent that you have, ability. How long have you known that you had that connection with
the
afterlife?
I've known for about 25 years.
25 years.
Yeah, maybe a little bit longer. I've had this ability as a child, but I didn't realize it was special until I was about 30 years old.
Uh-huh.
So I had two experiences that really led me to doing what I'm doing today. I quit my job in dentistry about 25
years ago. From dentistry to the medium business. That's quite a leap.
I was bored in dentistry, so I said, I wonder what I can do. What sounds more fun?
And so you started to talk to people and connect with them about the people in their lives who have passed.
Yeah, based on these two experiences that I had were so profound that I couldn't ignore the experience. And so then I began this spiritual path to learn how I was able to get these messages from people that I didn't know any information about. And based on my journey, led me to quitting my job because I got such a demand.
Well, I can understand that because, after 30 seconds with you, I'm like, this girl is, she means it, and she knows what she's talking about, too. And so we wanted to give KSRO listeners the opportunity on a Friday to be able to call Karen because she is much in demand. It's probably not that easy to get an appointment with you, I'll bet.
No, it's a good problem to have, and I'm so grateful to have such an awesome support and here in Sonoma County, and I'm just so loved here, and I'm branching out outside of Sonoma County, and I'm creating this love other places too. So
very good. Well, it's something, I mean, don't we all want comfort in this particular area? I think we do.
Yes.
So let's open up the phone lines. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Karen says the energy is flying in the studio
it's
today.
Really crazy.
So we're just going to go call by call, and we'll keep you on as long as we can, and we're going to get to as many phone calls between now and 10 a.m. as we can. And let's start with Regina from Rohnert Park. Regina, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Let me ask
nice
you a question.
To talk to you.
Thank you very kindly. Have you ever met Karen Peterson or been in it to
Actually,
one of her readings?
I have. I went to a group reading and enjoyed it very much and saw some remarkable outcomes.
Yeah.
With her interacting with some of the group members.
And do you have a question for Regina? I mean, for Karen?
I just wondered, I was going to call it a gift, but Karen described it as an ability. I wondered if this were hereditary in any way at all. Was there someone in her family that carried this ability as well? And did it have to be developed as her time went on?
That's a good question.
Hi, Regina. Thank you so much for your question. That's awesome. Yes, my mom's mom apparently had some ability, as well as my mom. My mom is still here, and she chose not to really talk about it or, you know, really address it very much. But I chose to scream about it. It's my personality.
Well, I remember you were saying that you were reluctant to acknowledge this way back when.
Yeah, it was, you know, just because of the judgment, you know, and you can imagine.
Right. Well,
you know,
I'm sure that's how your grandmother felt.
Yeah, and you know, back in the day, I think many people were afraid. Even today I think people are still afraid, but the two experiences that I had were so amazing that I couldn't ignore it, and it was so healing and helpful for these other families that I couldn't ignore it. So
does the process exhaust you at all?
How do you let go of all those voices and those images and all of that stuff and just go out and get an ice cream cone or something?
Yeah, the thing that exhausts me the most is when someone's carrying anger, resentment, or guilt. It's not a judgment, you know, that they have a right to have those emotions. It's just when I'm sensing an anger wall, you know, let's say on a scale of 1 to 10, and if your anger is about a 10 based on your story or your situation, I'm going to feel that wall and that heaviness. And if there's 10 people in the room that are carrying that same unsettled emotion,
yeah, that's heavy.
I'm going to sense that too. And so those things are the ones that really kind of drain me.
But part of what you were telling me, Karen, that you like to do is to help people get beyond those kinds of emotions with the folks that have passed.
Yes, I actually teach them, because your loved ones want you to know that when you're carrying that unsettled range, that it really affects them from getting through to you, and it also affects your health.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. So we have a mind and body connection, and we can get sick from our emotions. And so they will give you tools to help you help yourself.
Regina, some great questions, and yes. I thank you for calling in this morning. And we're going to go to our next caller.
Okay, and thank you both.
You bet. Regina. Glad to have you here. And Kathy is on the line. Am I reading this right, that Kathy is from New York? You streaming?
Yes, I am.
You're streaming, Kathy?
Wow, Kathy.
Oh, I can't connect. So when I hang up, I won't be hearing what's said anymore.
Oh. Okay, talk to Karen Peterson.
Hello, Karen.
Hello.
I saw on Facebook you were live at 12:30 my time, so I thought I'd give
time.
It a try.
Yeah. And now when somebody calls in, let me ask you this, Karen. Do you automatically start picking up on what might be happening for Kathy?
Kathy, I'm sensing a father feeling. When I get a relationship, it's either a father, grandfather, or father-in-law. I get actually the relationship, but I'm not exactly sure which one it is. But I want to say dad. And the name Thomas keeps coming up. I'm really good with names, so it doesn't necessarily mean that they have to be passed. So they could be talking about someone that they're with or someone that you're around. I'm also, did you lose a cat as well?
I did lose a cat, but I have one that we check on every day because he's so old.
And dad's crossed over?
Yes.
Were you close with dad? Because he's talking about you around this cat.
Well, yeah, I guess I was.
and I'm sorry to say this, but I don't know. When I see this symbol, it could mean a couple things, but they're referencing somebody that may have had an alcohol issue or problem.
Yes.
Who was that?
Yeah, that was dad.
He's wanting to say sorry about his behavior around the alcohol, Kathy. So, but he's really around you, and you matter to him. And he just wants you to know that he wants you to know his heart and his soul and not his personality around the alcohol, because that really wasn't him. And the true essence of who he is an unconditional loving soul. So hopefully you'll be able to receive his apology.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful.
Yeah, every little bit helps in that kind of a scenario, doesn't it, Kathy?
And is this cat black?
Yes.
Yeah. So, because he's showing the cat that you watch is black.
Yes.
Yes. So he's around you when you're around this black cat that you're taking care of. So, and thank you what you do around the animals.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
We appreciate looking out for the kitties and also for calling in from New York, Kathy. Thank you for being here.
Okay. Thank you very
thank
much,
you, Kathy.
Let's take one more before we go to break, Karen. Okay. All right. To Colleen is calling from beautiful downtown Grayton. Hi, Colleen.
Good morning.
Now, have you ever met Karen before?
Yes, a friend gifted me after I lost my daughter with a group session with her. And I just want to tell you, Pat, and the listeners, she is the real deal. She told me things no one could ever know except my daughter.
I'm very sorry for your loss, Colleen.
Oh, thank you, Colleen.
And the biggest problem for me is not knowing for certain if it was suicide or first-degree murder.
Wow.
Hi, Colleen. Now I know who you are. I'm seeing butterflies, so I don't know if you see butterflies that remind you of her.
Yes, you said butterflies and hummingbirds, and also for me, the hawks.
One of the things that I'm sensing, because she doesn't really want to focus on how she got home, she wants to talk more about you and helping you feel better, every day, and your thoughts about her. Do you do any art classes or anything creative? I see you making things like jewelry or putting things on a, like a string that you would put little beads on. Do you do any work around?
I'm with a crafter and beater, and I've been an artist, but life has been exceptionally difficult. So the places to do creativity are just not available right now.
Well, she's talking about making something in her memory. I see you doing some type of bracelet or necklace and stringing these beads on and making this piece of jewelry in her honor. I think that would really be helpful if you tried doing that.
It's all about making bridges, isn't it? And
yes.
Crossing divides when it comes to the people here and the people wherever that is.
I feel you, Colleen, just your frustration around the details about how she crossed over and not knowing. And I know that's been a real concern for you.
Do we sometimes just never get to know?
Yes. They often talk about us, there are certain things that will never make sense ever, and there's not a good enough answer.
Yeah.
We just have to accept the fact that we'll never understand. But they reassure us that they're there. They're with, God, and how everyone interprets their belief in God, the higher power, but we all go to the same place. And
everybody gets along?
Yes.
There. Yeah.
Everyone gets along,
okay.
Just in a different frequency or vibration, which I will go into later, maybe if it comes
up. Right. Very good. Colleen, thank you very much for calling. Please take
thank
good
you.
Care of yourself. We're coming right back with Karen Peterson on KSRO. Now we're getting into it. Song called The Message, right? It's 9:50 at KSRO. I'm Pat Kerrigan, and Jeff Woodworth is at the producer's desk. Karen Peterson is here. She is a local woman. She is also a fire survivor. And in the middle or in the beginning stages of the rebuilding process, good for you and your family. Let me ask you a question before we go right back to the phones. And that is, when you do a reading, for example, being here today, or you go do a group reading or a private reading, how do you let go of the images, the energy, the conversation back and forth?
I know I'm supposed to, there's spiritual etiquette and you're supposed to close down and do some prayers, and sometimes I remember and sometimes I don't, but when I leave, somehow it, when I walk out, it feels like there's a shift, even though I can take on some of the stories that really are
deep
and touch my heart.
Yeah.
Yes, they are heartbreaking, and my husband is really awesome about
giving you a foot rub. I hope. Yeah.
Yeah, he is good about that. But we both fall asleep, so
that's okay. That may be the perfect answer to it. It's 9:51 at KSRO. We're going to get in as many phone calls as we can, and right now we're going to go to Jeannie in Bennett Valley. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi. Is there a message from the other side, from a loved one, for me?
Is mom's mom passed, your grandmother? It could be mom as well as grandmother, because I'm sensing both.
Yes.
Is mom passed as well?
Yes. 1972.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, because they're both around you. They're both coming through right now, and I hate to be general with this, but this is what they're showing me. They're showing me a ring. So I don't know if you have your grandmother or your mom's. It looks like a wedding ring to me. And I'm also getting the month of March being significant, either a birthday, anniversary, or a passing.
My birthday.
Is in
my
March?
Birthday.
Yeah, happy
yes.
birthday. Are you a Pisces or Aries?
Pisces.
Oh, right on. Me too.
I'm Karen's a Pisces
I'm
too.
A March 3rd, baby.
Eight. Eight for me, yeah.
So is there a ring connected to either your mom? Because she keeps showing me this diamond ring, unless it's connected to someone else.
It must be connected to someone else.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, one of the things that Karen talks about is that that often she'll pick up energy in and around the room she's
yes.
in. So could be me, could be Jeff, could be Daniel, could be
yes.
anybody. Yeah,
there somebody is showing me this really strongly. So it could be for the next caller. I don't know, but your mom and I'm also they're showing me a letter or some writing or something that I don't know if you have. Well, they go through my frame of reference, so. I had my great grandmother wrote me a letter years ago. I obviously don't have it anymore. But when I see symbols of my own life, that's how they get me to reference a message for you. So they're showing me this, you know, the old-fashioned way of communicating through writing. Imagine that, right? Now we have all these other ways of communicating, which we don't really do well because we're texting or emailing or doing those things. But I'm seeing the old-fashioned letter writing. For some reason, it's important to bring that up. So hopefully that makes sense from somebody connected to you. I'm not sure.
Yeah, my mother left a letter before she passed.
Ah.
And that was way back in 1972.
Do you still have that letter?
I still have it.
Oh, awesome.
So good for you.
So she's validating yeah. that you still have that, and it's really important to her that you still have that letter. So maybe...
Yeah. Maybe keep reading it, too,
yeah.
huh? Yeah. All right, Jeannie,
really special.
Thank you very
thank
much
you,
for
Jeannie.
Calling in. Appreciate that. And we're going to go right to Heather in Sebastopol. Good morning to you, Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Hi. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hi, Karen.
We can hear you
Hi.
Now. Do you know Karen, Heather?
I do, yes. I've been in several group sessions with her, and I used to work with her daughter.
Are you? Oh, Heather, handsome. Hi. Hi, sweetheart.
That was bound to happen. Yeah.
Hi, you got in. Wow.
Is there somebody?
I did. I know. I'm shocked.
Somebody in particular, Heather, that you'd like to ask about?
You know, this is a little strange what I want to ask about, but I feel compelled to ask. I had a miscarriage last week.
Oh,
and
I'm sorry.
There's just so much grieving I'm feeling, and I feel like there's a deeper message here, and I want to know what it is for myself and for others, because nobody talks about this, and I feel so alone in it.
Oh, Heather, I'm so sorry. I, too, had a miscarriage, and so I understand what that feels like. And, you know, just so everyone knows, those are full spirits. So this is, you know, even though it was early on, it was like any other child that comes into the world. But it feels like you're meant to help others through this experience. And, you know, not now, but I can give you some information on someone that does a lot of work around helping others losing a child, and especially right. infants or babies. So,
and of course, people want to know about that baby and about that spirit. And you know, while we're here not being okay, is that spirit okay?
Yes, and that spirit can actually communicate like an adult, no matter how early on. It's a full spirit able to communicate, and it feels like you're supposed to help others through this experience, Heather, which you already do an amazing job at anyway. I'm hearing for you to start writing down some of your thoughts about it, and mm-hmm. it will open up a door, you know, similar to automatic writing, which I think you're familiar with. Just start quieting your mind, and then, you know, just start writing what comes to you. And it feels like all I keep seeing is this other door that's going to open. And it feels really positive. So, you know, you just lost your baby. So it's okay to grieve and be where you're at. Don't try to not to feel what you're feeling, because you're human and you're going to feel sad. You're going to feel, you know, the emotions that come with that. And it's going to take some time.
And Heather, we're gonna hope for that open door for you coming very, very soon. Thank you for
Heather.
Calling us
Thank
from
so
Sebastopol.
Much.
Let's get Carol from Petaluma on the line as we've got about another minute to go before we wrap this up, Karen. So good morning to you, Carol.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Carol. Hi.
Hi. I just, first of all, I want to say hi to my friend Lee in Petaluma. You are sort of responsible for our friendship. We both went to hear you speak up at Wells Fargo or one of the places where you were, and she asked a question. I recognized her voice because we both went to the same church. And so after that, we discovered we each had lost a sister, and so just have been friends ever since, and that was probably like 8 or 10 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. That's... wonderful. Yeah. Thank you.
Also, this morning I saw a bit on the news about a father and son who were in the 82nd Airborne together. And my own dad was also in the 82nd Airborne. And with Father's Day coming up on Sunday, I just wondered if you had any messages from my dad.
Whose birthday is coming up? Because I'm seeing something about acknowledging or celebrating a birthday, and I want to say, do you have a new grandson or grandchild?
No, I don't. Not yet. I hope someday I do.
Do you have?
Not right now.
Do you have a son?
I do have a son. Yeah, and his birthday is actually in August.
And how old is he?
He'll be 27.
Oh, well, they're talking about a little baby boy spirit that's going to, it's hard to predict time. So mm-hmm. He's talking about this baby boy spirit. So
maybe there's something you don't know about yet, Mom.
He's talking about a grandchild. So be open to that interpretation of time.
And I think being open is what this is all about. And Carol, thank you very much for calling us this morning. That's all the time we've got. It goes by fast, huh, Carol?
Wow. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it.
I have a feeling I'm going to have to invite you back. Are you good with that?
I am absolutely good.
Tell people where to find you on the web.
I'm at www.karenpeterson.org.
Karen Peterson, it's SON.org.